Hello and welcome to Learning God's Precepts. Today we're going to talk about how to live by faith and not by feelings. So I don't know about you, but over the course of the pandemic, I added about 26 pounds, give or take like 12 kg. You know, ice cream and chocolate chip cookies really do add up. Who knew? Anyway, sometime in March of 2022, I decided that, you know, we had started treating the pandemic like it was finally over and it was time for me to, you know, end my excuses and do something about, you know, all the weight I had put on, specifically because, like, I love going on long walks. It helps me to pray, to worship, to praise. And the extra weight was making it very difficult. It was like my body had reached a threshold where it was like, okay, I'm not going to do whatever you ask of me. If you want to go on this walk, this is not going to work. So I thought to myself, okay, it's time to do something. So now, I don't know about anyone else, but changing, going on a diet or changing your lifestyle, changing your eating lifestyle, it's very hard. At least for me, it was very, very difficult. It was extremely hard. I wish I could say that, you know, I just decided and I got started with it and, you know, everything just kicked off for me right off, but it did not. I tried and failed and tried and failed a couple of times. You know, there were days where I tried and failed a couple of times before it finally kicked off or before I finally took off. There were days where, you know, I felt like I was dying of hunger. In fact, a lot of days at the beginning, actually. And the more I think about it, the more I thought about it, the more I realized, you know, it made absolutely no sense. You see, science tells us or shows us and lets us know that people can survive for about 1 to 2 months without food. But here I was. I had just had lunch maybe 2-3 hours ago and I had dinner last night and I feel so hungry. Like if I don't eat something, I'm about to die. You know, other times it would be cravings. I feel like, oh, if I don't eat this thing, my world will fall apart. P.S. My world actually didn't fall apart. So I kept asking myself, this doesn't make sense. If we know that we can survive without food for like a month, thereabout, or depending on who you are, if you know that the average human being can survive without food for like a month plus, why was my body treating me this way? Why was all of these things happening to me? Anyways, you may be asking, you said we were going to talk about how to live by faith and not by feelings. What does all of this food and diet and whatnot, what does it have to do with living by faith and not by feelings? You know, you see, the thing is, feelings are very intense. They're very loud and they're very real. But the thing I had to learn was that feelings lie. They lie a lot and they lie loudly. They lie intensely. And no matter how real it is, no matter how real feelings are, they lie. You know, see, that feeling of near death and world falling apart that I felt when I changed my eating habits, they were very real. Anyone that says that they are not real, they've never had the misfortune of almost crying themselves to sleep from hunger, even after eating. But no matter how real they were not the truth. I was not dying. Neither was my world falling apart. I felt like it, but I was not. And this applies not just to bad feelings, but to good feelings too. When I think about the time that I failed, quote unquote, and simply reached out for the chocolate, you know, minus just feeling of guilt of, oh, you're not supposed to do this, I felt really good after, like I had given myself a treat, like I'd done something really good for my body. But is sugar really a treat? You know, was I really giving my body something good? Sugar is generally bad for the body. It definitely doesn't feel like it. In fact, the opposite is the case. You feel really good after consuming sugar in copious amounts. That good feeling is also a lie. Feelings are not equal to the truth. So I asked myself one day that if my body, like food is great, but food is not that important. So why does my body go through all these things to lie to me about food? And if it goes to this lens to lie to me about something as basic and fundamental as food, what else is he lying to me about? You know, like, food is great, but it's not that big of a deal. Why would my body deploy all these ammunitions to get me to keep eating? I don't know. But thankfully, I knew the truth. And the truth was that I actually wasn't going to die. The truth was that I was doing the right thing. The truth was that I was nourishing my body with the right food. You know, even though I didn't get the same feeling I got from when I ate sugar and ice cream and chocolate chip cookies, I knew that I was doing the right thing, even if it didn't feel like it. And that truth set me free from the tyranny of my feelings. You see, because I knew the truth, because I believed in the truth, aka because I had faith in the truth, I was able to live above my feelings. Did I want to be delivered from these feelings? Yes. And yes, I prayed over and over again. No, my God can do anything. Since he created the body, he can definitely adjust mine. But I learned that God's grace is enough for me. Every day I draw strength from him to say no to those feelings. And with time, my feelings have largely adjusted to the new reality that there is a new sheriff in town. It was no longer the boss of me, and it will not be a major factor in my decisions. We live by faith and not by feelings, by first knowing and believing the truth, and then by understanding that our feelings lie, and they lie a lot. Think about all the times people, you know, thought you offended them and they were hurt, but you didn't actually do anything. All the times that you were hurt because you thought somebody was trying to be offensive towards you, but it turns out they actually weren't. Also, we must believe that the truth applies to us specifically, not just to others that maybe, you know, my case is somehow worse, mine is somehow different, there's always something. We must believe that the truth applies to us specifically and not just to others. Because if we believe that our situation somehow exempts us from reaping the benefits of the truth, we won't be able to keep going when the enemy comes to us, and he will come. I know that I desperately wanted to believe that my case was different and that it required something more than the word that God gave me, which was that the leaves of the tree were for the healing of the nations. You know, I wanted to believe that it was more than the word of God could handle. But then I realized that I had made it into something even bigger than the word of God. Guys, it's so easy for a diagnosis to go from being help to being a clutch. It's a very slippery slope. So we live by faith, by first of all knowing and believing the truth, which is Jesus Christ. But how can we believe what we don't know? The only way to know the truth is to read the Bible. And I pray for you today that you pick up a Bible today. And I pray for you that you pick up a Bible today, and that when you do, you hear the hearing that is of faith. Amen.